Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Yud Ches. Picking up on Yuzayim Abiz, but about the page. We're actually going to pull it back, though, to the next part of the Mishnah. It's about 10 lines up or so. Maybe a little bit, yes, Mechusa Begadim. So, the Gemara over there asked, and we did this yesterday, but we need this for the flow, because we're about to ask a question. The question is, if the Kohen isn't wearing the Bidei Kahuna, then the avoda is possible. That's what our Mishnah said. The question is, where do we know that from? So it says, "Mechus begadim inalan." Where do we know this from? Amar avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. He says, "Well, matumba, Mishnah Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon." Davar kapasuk says, "Vechagarta oso avnit Aharon ubanav vechavashta lahem migbos v'haishlam kahuna lechukas olam." Right, which says pretty straightforward. That you go and you put on the different clothing, the iron and his children, and wrap the thing he wears on his head. I'm coming to tell you, whenever their clothing is on them, then they have the kahuna was on them as well. But if the clothing are not on them, then the kahuna is not on them. Okay, so far, so good. That's what we left off there. Now the Gemara says, hold on a second. That's what we're learning from. We actually have a different makor that we're learning from. We're learning from the following. The time we looked in a braisa. How do we know? How do we know that if a Kohen drinks wine and then he does the avoda, that it's going to be pasul? Where do we know that from? Talmid Lomar. The pasuk says, Yayin v'shecher al teisht. Do not drink wine or beer. U'lahavdil ben hakodesh ben hachol. In order to make a distinction between those that are kodesh and those that are chol. Now the smichas, the hekesh of these psukim, we learn out that in a avoda that is done in sober, when you're sober, that's going to be kadosh. But if it's done when you're drunk, that's considered like it is chol. Although it's chilal, it is pasul. Okay, and not only that, that's in terms of drinking. What about mechuser bigadim? Let's say the Kohen is missing clothing; he's not wearing the bigadim. Big de kahuna. V'shelo rachatz yadayim v'raglayim inayin. He doesn't wash his hands and his feet, which he has to do. How do we know that it's also going to be possible? Beep, turn the page of Chesam and Aleph. Talmud Lomer, Chuka, L'Gzeres Shava. Therefore, we have a Gzeres Shava of Chuka. By wine, it says Chukas Olam, and clothing and hands washing as well. Just by wine, so to hear. Says the wine, so to hear as well. Says Rashi, that is B'shtu Yayin. B'shtu Yayin Ksiv, Chukas Olam, M'chusar B'gadim Ksiv, Kehunas L'kuna L'chukas Olam, U'rechitz Yad V'reg Ksiv, therefore, we bring it all together to teach you that principle. Okay, so now we're back to our question. Why are you saying that we're learning it from the pasuk of Big Day Kahuna? We have a Gezeirah Shava come to teach us this principle. For the Gemara, really, we need both. We need to have both sources. If we just would have learned from the Gezeirah Shava and Hava Mina, what would I have thought? I would have thought that Hani Milia Voda Dezar Chayav Aleha Misa. I would have thought that that's only going to be by the type of avoda, that if a Zar did it, if a non-Kohen did this avoda, he would be Chayav Misa. This is known as the four avodas, the Arba avodas that are called concluding avodas. Avoda Tama, something which completes a certain part of the sacrificial process. And those are Zrika, that finishes one section. Haktara, the burning, with the sprinkling, the burning. Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of the water. And Nisuch HaYayin, those are the four avodas. That's where it's going to be possible if he's mechusar begadim. Aval avoda de'in zar chayav alem misa emalo. But if it would be something where it wouldn't be chayav misa if he did such a thing, in other words, if he did it, then he's not allowed to do it, he's going to passel it, right? But it wouldn't be chayav misa. Then when a Kohen does it, mechusar begadim, then it wouldn't be possible. And therefore, we need that first pasuk to teach, kamash malam. We need that first pasuk also to come and teach us that even in that circumstance, it would be pasuk as well. Why? Because the yayin pasuk is talking about the four avodas that a zar would be chayav misa if he did that avoda, and therefore we need to learn where even it wouldn't have that situation, and that's where we say that we have this pasuk over here of v'haysa lahem, big day kahuna, to teach you that as well is going to be problematic. Even if it's not going to be Chayav Misa. So it says Gemara, but okay, now we know about the Mechusar Begadim, that even by the four Avodas, still will be possible, right? But now we know about the, right, that even by the, sorry, we know by the, that even,
reword.
Who? Now we know about the mechusav gadim in reference to lacking clothing, that even by non-four avodas will still be pasul. How do we know that those who drink wine will pasul even something that's not one of the four avodas, where a zar will not be chayav misa? Okay, ask mechusav gadim. Shtui yayin min alon. Asya chuka chuka mi mechusav gadim. Well, we got a gezeira shava of chuka chuka to tell us that drinkers will passel all the avodos, even something that's not one of the dalet avodos, where a zar will not be chayav misa. Frech the Gemara. Huh? What are you talking about, Willis? What? The hotanu lahavdil bein karnasivla. But the Brisa said that we learn out the wine issues from the pasuk of lahavdil, of making a distinction, which is only about the avodas where a zar is going to be chayiv misa, right? Lahavdil bin kodesh lechol, by the drinking of the wines. How could you say that? The gezer shava to mechusar begadim to include other avodas as well. Says the Gemara, mikmei deleikam gezer shava. Right, that braisa was before we knew the gezer shava, but now that we know it, we go along with it. Doesn't make any sense, huh? What are you talking about? Don't tell me that we didn't know about the gezer shava. That same braisa brought the gezer shava. We learned that from suyayin. So how is it possible to say that in the braisa's end game that the psul of those who drink wine is learned from the gezer shava of chuka chuka? Right, we know about this. This is going to be a hachi kamer. It's a good point. You're right. Taka, good. What it teaches me is, how do I know that just like lacking clothing is going to impact every avoda, one who drinks wine and doesn't wash up will be mechalel every avoda, so too wine for every avoda, for every single avoda, and not just by the four things that a person is going to be chayiv misa for? And that's really an exer shav chuka chuka. Chach kamer, minayin shalo nechliku bin mechusa begadlam ishtu yayin, v'shalo rechot siadayim v'raglayim. Tamad lor mechuka chuka gezer shava. We learn that chuka chuka teaches that gezer shava. Says Gemara, well, if that's true, that we're learning all this out from gezer shava, then why do we need the pasuk of lahavdil at all? Where? What do we need that? Says the Gemara, frak the Gemara, el lahavdil lamali, what do I need it for? Over the Gemara, for another din entirely, Lichad Rav teaches a din of Rav. De Rav, lo muki amora alei, miyoma tava lechavrei, mishom shichus. Rav wouldn't put the speaker next to him, who used to go and give the different psakim, from the time Yom Tov started until the next day, because of shichus, because of the fact that maybe he would be drunk, and we learn out right from what Rav would do. It came out that he asers paskening when a person is drink wine, and that iser is learned from this pasuk. Nothing to do with anything that we're discussing now. It's a whole new din of not paskening when a person is drunk. You gotta be sober when you're paskening. The Gemara says, hold on a second, that's not the source that we're looking for, that the Kohen isn't wearing the big day kahuna, the vodah is pasul. We have another source where the Torah discusses putting the fire on the Mizbeach, and it's only when he's wearing the clothing is considered Aaron a Kohen. And then it's good, if not, it's going to be possible. Akati mihacha nafka mihasam nafka lefir v'nasu b'nei Aaron HaKohen b'kihuno. Right? It's to put the stuff, the fire in the Mizbeach. And it says b'kihuno while he's in a state of kahuna, which means that he's wearing the clothing. It says Rashi b'shasha hu melubash b'gadav nikra Aaron HaKohen v'lo kishahu lavash b'gdei heads. Someone is wearing b'gdei headyot. So that's a source. It says the Gemara. I want to teach you limud al kohen gadol shalavish b'day kohen hedyot. If the kohen goes with the kohen hedyot va'avad va'avodah so psula, he does the avodah, it's going to be pasul, right? No good. Just like the avodah of a non kohen, it's going to be no good. Says no. We need that pasuk also, because imei ha'asam, if he only would have had the first pasuk of v'hoysalem b'day kohuna, then I would say that the only time not wearing the big day kohen is ma'akev, if where it's necessary for kapara, right? And that is havamina hani milia avodadim akva kapara, something that's going to hold back the kapara from actually going through. Avala avodadim lo akva kapara lo, right? Something like zukas adam, that's akiv kapara. If when it's akiv the kapara, like this situation, then I wouldn't have a problem. I would think even with the begadim, I'm okay. Rashi explains them putting on the fire over there is just a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ba'alma, because arei yesham eshi yardim min hashamayim. Fire comes down from the heavens. It's a ema loti by begadim. And therefore, you think maybe you don't need the clothing. Kamash malan v'nasa v'nerun akoyin esh lahachi kasa v'hacha chesam begadim l'meilaf. That's coming to teach the idea that you have to have it. So ima hasam avim yahani mili avodim ma'ak for kapara avodim la'ak for kapara lo, wouldn't be a problem. And therefore, that's why we need the pasuk of Ha'isa Lahem Big Day Kohuna. So that's Gemara. Ba'akati mi'alcha nafka. There's another source that the Kohen isn't wearing Big Day Kohuna. It's going to be pasul, right? Not from here. Right? It says, what is this about? Me'hasam nafka. Ba'akati mi'alcha nafka, mi'alcha nafka. We're learning it from somewhere else. This is talking about the evarim, the limbs of the oldest nidava. It throws a word over there, the word hakohanim, which is extra, that they need to be wearing the big day kahuna. Hakohanim bikihunam, says Rashi. Hakohanim abnei yorchesoyoyoyoy, abnei Aharon. Koi dam hejotim, bikihunam beruyan lahem she natlisa kuhunasam behen. Right, it has to be with their big day kahuna. Mikan the kohen hejot she love his big day kohen gadol avodah. So Sula here is coming to teach you that if you have a regular kohen who wore the big day kahuna of the kohen gadol, then it's going to be no good. Oh, says Gemara imi hasam. If only from that for ha'isa lahem. Big Day Kahuna, I wouldn't know the din that even if the Kohen is wearing extra clothing, it's problematic. That's why I need a new pasuk with the word Kohanim. Mimeasam havamina hanimi lichiser. Then I would have said that only if it's lacking over here, right? Where let's say the Kohen is putting on doing the avoda wearing less than he needs to be wearing, avayiser lo. But if he's wearing more than he needs to, it wouldn't be a problem. Kamash malan. Therefore, it comes to teach us this idea. That if you're wearing even more than you have to be, right, is not wearing what he's supposed to be, I don't care if he's wearing less or more, it's going to be possible. It's going to be no good. Now we got a bunch of halachas dealing with our begadim, Tanu Rabbanan, Hayim Yerushalim. Let's say you have them that they're so long that they're dragging. Rosh is Negroim Bekarka, they're dragging on the ground. Misulakana, let's say they're really short, they're too short. Rosh is Minakarka, Mitol Shem Ktsarim, they're too short, so then they're lifting up. Mishuchakim, let's say they're old and they're worn out. Rosh is Yishanim, the Avad, and then they do the Avoda with it, the avoda will be kosher. As says Ralphic of the Siv, midobad, shetehek midaso, mitzvah almahi, little akiv. It says it should be like proper measurements. That's for a mitzvah, but it's not actually an ikos. Lava shnei mechnesayim. You are two mechnesayim, two of the pants. Shnei avnetim, two belts. Shnei chiser achas, or you fail to wear one of them, he has to wear yiter achas, or if you wore one too many, or too many begadim, then osha yisalo ritia al makas b'saro tachas begadav. Or let's say he had a bandage. Rashi says, if plaster, like a plaster, shechotzis bein b'sar lebeged, that's making a chatzitza between his clothing and his skin. The beinin yilbash b'sar, because that has to be the twang on him. Oh, shahayu, beep, turn the page. Yilchas mebeis, metushtashim, or let's say they are dirty. Rashi's betet, there's some sort of mud on it. That oh, mikurayin, or they are torn. The oven is all these things. Avodah says psula, avodah will be pasul. Rashi says torn. Vafilu heim chalashim, they're new. The la beged who are uya la avodah beinan lechavodu leseferes. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Merushalim kisherim. Let's say they're too long, right? They're going to be good. Mislakim psulim. But if they're too short, then they're going to be pasul. I have a time went on a brayis and mislakim kisherim. We said if it's too short, that it's going to be kasher. Amar Baruch Hama, lo kasher. Kan the brayis which says that it's going to be good. It's still kind of the avnets. It's that they really are long enough. They just kind of pick it up by the belt and you bunch it all up over there. But really, it could be hitting the ground, but it's not. Kan. But when he says that it's going to be no good. It's just not long enough. It doesn't matter even if you undo it, it's not going to be long enough. Rav says no. He says both of these cases, if it's too long and where it's too short, it's going to be possible. Rav Huna Ikle La Argiza, Rav Huna came to Argiza, Ramalei Bar Ushbechizane, Ushbechizane, Pizchane and his host, the kid, the bar, the son of the host, asked him a question. He says, does Shmuel really say that if it's too long, it's going to be good, but if it's too short, then it's going to be no good? But time is going to be if it's going to be too short, then it's going to be kosher. He says, nah, don't ask that. He says, listen, we already answered that question, right? It depends whether or not they're too short, meaning they're going to be no good if they're too short. And if it's too long, but they go ahead. But if, I'm sorry, but if it's being too short because the fact that it's being lifted up, then it's going to be fine. El Rav Kasha, you should be asking a question on Rav, where she says, Mirushalin. That is, Rav said that if they're too long, they're going to be no good. But the Braisa says that they are going to be good. You want to say, my Mirushalim, what does it mean that it's too long? It's talking about when are they going to be good? When you lift it up by the belt. And the lifting up of the belt kind of like cuts it in a way that now it's the right size. But if the coin would go ahead and tuck them up, right, then, El Mesulak and Kasha. But if that's what you want to say it, then the ones that are Mesulak, then it's going to bring us a Kasha according to Rav, because Rav says that the ones that are Mesulak and that are hanging up over there are going to be no good. But the Braisa says actually they are good. Rav Zera, Rav Chadatani. No, Rav said, he said one situation here. He said the Bryce is not talking about two separate cases of where it's dragging or where it's too long or too short. It's only teaching one case. Right, according to him, he's saying the Bryce is saying dragging ones and lifted up means Mirushalim, they're too long. Shesilkanei de'avneit ksher. Then if you go ahead and you lift them up, then they're going to be kosher. This idea about whether when it's dragging is too long and then you don't after lift it up is going to be machlokas tanai in time of Tanai Braisa. Al arba kanfos ksuscha chavirim. Pasuk says about tzitzis. They have to go and you have to put tzitzis on the four corners of your garment. Now, four corners teaching you arba velo shalosh. It's only four that you can be chayv in tzitzis, but not if you have three. Rashi says, limit al talis shall bashalosh kanfos. If it's three, you should put 2 minutes tzitzis, you don't need tzitzis. Vehechi dami kigon she eagle achas midal kanfea. You round out one of the corners over there. Says Gemara, who says? Maybe what it's saying is teaching you that a garment with four is chayev, but not one with five. And when the pasuk says which you'll cover yourself, which implies that any garment used to cover someone is going to be chayev. Haribalas chamish amor, five when it's already said. Right, that you have to put. One is to put tzitzis on four out of the five corners. And she says, L'chayiv de ribuyehu. Ha, mani mekam arba. That's what I'm learning with the word arba. Arba v'lo shalosh. Telling you four, not three. My use of the rabbis by l'ch chamesh alotzi b'lo shalosh. Who says that you're going, why would you go and say to include a five and to exclude a three? Arba nibalas chamesh, I include five. Sheish bichlal chamesh. Why not do it the other way? Why not flip it around? Right? We have a phrase which is excluding, right? The four corners and one that's in and one that says you shall cover yourself. So it's saying why are we seeing the including one to be mechayev a five corner garment and excluding one the three corner garment? Why not flip it? Include a three and exclude a five. Marbi Yibal Eschaim is now include a five. Sheish b'chal chamesh arba because there is in five four. Motzi Yibal Eshalosh she'ein b'chal shalosh arba because you don't have within three, four. Says Gemara v'chitayin zochim another brayso. Arba kanfos ksuscha. The pasuk says you should make it on four corners of your garments. Arba v'lo shalosh, four and not three. Arba v'lo chamesh and also four and not five. My lab al kamifka is with our arguing over the marsav yaser command the isi dami. That the time of the second verse is saying that the additional thing is like it's there. Command the isi damid exists. So a five cornered garment is not included in the chiyuv of tzitzis, right? Because since the fourth corner, the fifth one of the five corner thing, you can't ignore. It's going to be potter from tzitzis because the three cornered garment. Bekitzer, we look at this like a four-cornered garment. Umar Savar, command the left sedami. The other one says, the first one's holding that which is additional. It seems as though it's non-existent. So a five-cornered garment is going to be chayev in tzitzis, right? This is saying that the fifth corner of a five-cornered garment is halachically disregarded. So it is considered as if it has four corners and is obligated in tzitzis. And we say now, with all this, we'd say the same machlokas would be by the extra clothing over there. The Braisa that says an extra corner can't be disregarded would say the same idea that we have to understand with the extra part of the clothing that's there. So it's viewed as if a Kohen is wearing an extra garment. However, the other Braisa would hold that since it has the minimum amount that's necessary, the extra stuff there doesn't really make a difference, just like the fifth corner or the five corner garment. It doesn't exempt it from tzitzis. So Gemara, lo, not true. That is not the case. The machlokes between the two braisas is not necessarily what it's about. The kulei amar kohen d'isa d'amar, everyone can say it's really like it's there. V'shayni hacha, right, in reference to the overly long clothing of the kohen, both braisas might really say that they're no good because the kohen is considered like he's wearing an extra clothing. V'shayni hacha, but here in the case of the five corner garment, it's different. The Rabbi Rachmana shetachas haba, because the Torah included a five corner garment in reference to the chiyuv of tzitzis from the pasuk that says asher techasaba, from which you cover yourself. So even though a five corner garment would generally not be considered as having four corners, it's still going to be chayiv because of this pasuk. Ve'idach, what about the other time of the second baisa? Hi, asher techasaba, my avdlei, what is he doing it there? Mibay lechetayin, use it for the following baisa. Re'isem asal. The pasuk says, you wear tzitzis and you shall see the tzitzis. Pras luchsus laila. This is excluding a night garment. Rash says, talasa asui lechasus laila, p'tur min tzitzis. If it's, you know, pajamas, you wouldn't have to go put tzitzis on it. Oh, eno el prat luchsuma. Maybe it's coming to exclude that of a blind person, right? A blind person doesn't have to do it because it says, Re'isa Mazo, Kishu Omer, Asher Techatzaba, when the pasuk says that which you cover yourself, which implies including any clothing that's going to be covering someone, Re'isa Suma Omer. The Chia for a blind person is said, Hamani Mekayim Re'isa Mazo, so what do I do with this extra Re'isa Mazo, practical Sus Laila? It's talking about a night garment. Why are you now saying you're including that of a blind person and excluding that of a night of pajamas? Marbanik susuma sheish no biria. I just flip it the other way. Now marbanik susuma sheish no biria. It's all clear because by the blind person, other people see it. Rashi says for Karina Bay, reasonable so you can do that. Motzenik suslayla sheish no biria. It's all clear. The nighttime garment, people are not see. It's not seen by other people. V'yidach in the other Tana. Nafkalei, right? The Gemara says that. Now, what about the time of the first Braisa, who says that which you cover yourself to include a five corner garment? How does he learn that this blind person thinks going to be chayev? Nafkalei, may asher. He says when this is the word asher, that's including with which you cover yourself can be broken down into two smaller things: with which you cover yourself, with which, and you cover yourself. And the first one is telling the blind person is going to be chayiv, and the second one is saying that a five-corner garment is going to be chayiv as well. Ve'idach asher lo darsh. He isn't darsh in the word asher. Okay, zok tehele gemara. We're going to have a brisa now. It's going to have different chiyuvim have to do with the clothing of the kohen again. Tanara banan bad. It says by the kohen gadol the lashon of bad. V'lovash hakohen mido bad. Umichse bad yelvash abasaro. We got the bad, bad. So it says gemara. What does it mean when it says the word bad? Rashi shehu min boots. We're learning this out. Shushal boots, it should be made out of linen. Bad shu chadashim, that it should be new. Rashi says, chadashim kisha shahayu bebadei pishtanon. As Rashi is telling us, the word can mean stalk, like a stalk where it's growing from. And we learn out that the big dikuna have to be just like the actual stalks of flax. They got to be fresh and new and it can't be old. Batsu shizurin, it's got to be twisted threads. Rashi says, l'kaman parach v'ha bad l'chudei mashma kama levado. It sounds like it's by itself and not twisted. Anyway, we'll see that. Batsu chutan kafel shisha, it's got to be doubled over six times. Bad shu yilbash shalchol imayin, and bad is telling us that the kohen should not wear a beged of chol. It's something which is not consecrated with the big tikkun. Rashi's damashma levado yilbash, and only those should be worn. Now, frankly, Gemara Amar le abai le Rav Yosef. Bishlama says Amalei Rabbi Yose Bishlama Shu Shall Butz. Okay, we said it's got to be made out of linen. Hakamash Malah is coming to tell you Butz in Miduchin Lo. It's got to be made out of linen. It can't be from other sort of fabric. Ela Bad Shu Chadashim. When I say Bad, means it has to be new. Chadashim in Shachakim Lo. Only if it's new, but not if it's Shachakim. Not if it's like worn out. If it's old. Vatani will then a Brisa says straight up Mishachakim Kasher. The ones are going to be those going to be Kasher. And with the Gemara Amalei Vlitamechad, according to your questioning, right, that all the Brisa statements over here are learned out from this word bad, shu chutan kafel shisha, then it says bad that the thread should be sixfold. Interesting, bad, it's gematria, six. Bad, chad chudei mashmalei. The word bad seems like it's all separate by itself and not six. Must be that all these statements of here are not exactly as you thought they were. Elach kamer, this is what it means to say. Begadim shenemer ben bad, that the clothing that which it says the pasuk has bad. Tzvichim shushal butz. It's got to be made of linen. Chadashim, it's got to be new. Shzurin, it's got to be twisted. Sheichutin kafel shush, it's got to be six. Yesh mehen lemitzvah. Now some of them are just a mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. If you did it great, if not, then okay. Yesh melakim. And some of them though are actually going to be leikuva. It's going to be, if you didn't do it, then it's going to be no good. Rashi spells out that which ones, he says that butzu shuzurin v'chutin kafel shisha. He says that those ones are straight up, the linen and twisted sixfold, these are essential. And the fact that it's new, that's not a problem. And the difference between them is that the word bad is connoting that it's made out of linen. The fact that it's got to be spun around like it is we learn it from another pasuk about the Kohen Gadol. It says sheish mosazar, and since it's set up to be linen, then it makes sense that the linen has to be twisted. The fact that it has to be sixfold, right? All these things are going to be learned out from Sukkim, but the fact that it has to be new isn't learned out from this word bad. It's not learned out from Sukkim over there. And okay, it's a hit or mitzvah, should make it beautiful, but it's not there. Mimai, the high bad, kisna. How do we know that this bad that it means kisna, that it means linen? Maybe it means something else. My Rabbi Yosei, Rabbi Chanina, Dover, Harola, Minakaka, bad, bebad. Bad is implying something that comes up from the ground, bad, bebad, one by one. Rashi says, Kani Yechidi, Mikol Gizeh. The ain bees kanim olim migez echad. You don't have two coming from one. So it's taking, that's how you know that the linen, then that's what linen is coming from flax. It goes one stalk from each seed. Imra, so that maybe it means wool. Like each fiber grows separately on the animal. Imra mivtzal, the wool splits. They split, the fibers split, and therefore you can't consider it like it's separate because it ends up splitting in two and it makes more than one. Kitna namimsal, what do you mean? Flax also splits. The Gemara Ayidei Lakusa Mifsal, that splits after it gets beaten. It's not a natural state that it just goes and it splits. Rashi says Shemakim, so you hit it. The Choftanu Soba Eitz, hit it with a stick. Al Begalgal Hu Nichta Levenechad. Then it starts to split. But before that, it doesn't naturally split. So for example, like once, and so we know that it's talking about flax, linen. Ravina Marmeach. Ravina says we know about his linen from another place. Pare Pishtim Yual Rosham, Michase Pishtim Yual Mustnehem, Loyachku Yuzua, Pasuk in Yecheskel. And that Pasuk is talking about what the coin has to wear. Linen turbans shall be on their head, and linen trousers on their loins. They shall not gird themselves. Ba Yaza. And so the Torah says right over here, it's got that the pants have to be made out of bad, and it says straight up that it's talking about linen, right? It's clear that the bad and linen are the same thing. Before Yecheskel came, how did we know this? It says the Gemara, according to you, we saw this in a few Masechtos. We didn't learn this in of Moshe. We did Yecheskel ben Buzi, we learned from ben Buzi. The pasuk says no orals. The one didn't have. Says Rashi and Yonah Dioma. Hopefully not doing tshuva benechash and isnaku ma'isav machmas arlas leiv shu aral leiv rasha. A person who's moved away from the Lord Almighty became rasha. All basal shemesal alchiv. This person didn't have a mila machas mila lo yavala mikdashi. This person didn't get a bris milah because that's so they shouldn't come to the Beis Hamikdash, right? A person who's a Kohen who didn't have a bris milah can't work there. Asbi yichaska minalan. So what? You need yichaska for that. And before he came, where do we know this from? Eli gemar gemirlan. Obviously, we have this as a tradition. And you put this on a pasuk. Here also, when you're talking about making the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, gemar gemirlan. We have this in Gemara, and this goes back. You know, Har Sinai, Moshe ben Har Sinai, and Bad. And the whole idea of yichaska is just coming to back up this particular idea. What does it mean at the end of that pasuk? My lo yachru b'yaza. What does it mean? And they shall not gird themselves by yaza. My lo yachru b'mkom shemizian. They shall not put it over a place where they sweat. Right? The belt shouldn't be put in the area of the body where the skin is going to rub against other skin. It's put in a place right to stop it from becoming all nasty from the sweat that's there. When they do it, you don't do it below their loins, right? This is like, because in that area, the stomach, the fat of the stomach is to rub against the hips. And they'll put it above their elbows by their chest area. Ella, where do they put it? Beep, turn the page. You test. Can I get Atsile Yadayim? They put it next to their elbows. Not above the elbows, but by the area of the elbows itself, says Rashi al Tzlusehen, Keneged Amarpik. They put it right by their ribs, which is opposite their elbows, and therefore you're not going to have sweat going on over there. Quick story time about this idea. Amar Avashi, Amar Lihuna Bar Nosan, and he said to me the following story. That is, Azim Nechada Havaka Imna Kamei De Izgedar Malka. One time I was standing in front of Izgedar, the king. He was the Melech Pras. Rashi Kach Shmo, Melech Pras, he was the king of Persia. Vahava Midlei Li Hem Yonai. And he came to me, and what happened was that my belt was in a higher position. Rashi Avneto Haya Gavoa Chagur Milmala Mekinegat Atzili Yadav. It was too high. Vev Shito Lamata Kedei Lenoso. And he came and he fixed it. What did he do? V'taisiye niale. And he came along and he brought it lower and went in a better place. So Armeli said, Mamlechus Kohanim Goy Kadosh Ksibuchu. He says, you guys are Mamlechus Kohanim Goy Kadosh. I says, V'tzricham Atem, Lenong Atzim, but the Pharis, so Kohanim, you have to behave in a way of high priest, Ksiv, Behu, Lo Yachku B'yeza. It shouldn't be in a place that's like it's going to cause the sweating. Yaseh Kamed HaMemar, Armeli, when I came and told this in front of HaMemar, he said, Ikayim B'cha, it was Ikayim to you, the Pesach is in Yishai, V'ayim Alachim Omnayich, that what's going to be, that the kings are going to come and they're going to help you out. The Pesach speaking of what's going to happen in the time of the Mashiach, and the kings are going to come to help you over here, and you see that happened within you. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.